Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It is Tuesday, October 15th, 2019. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. How you been? I missed you.
I'm sure you did.
I did.
After the abuse I've put up with? No, I'm just teasing. We have fun. We have fun off the air, don't we?
We do. I call it fun. You may not call it that, but I do.
So sometimes we might say something that, you know, it's just, you and I and the listeners aren't part of it. But it's always good. It's always good. And
well, you know, real fans can laugh together, can tease each other, and don't become offended.
Yeah.
That's what real friends are.
I hate to say I'm too old to be offended, because I'm only 39.
I know that. I understand. And I'm all the way to 41 now, so I understand that. I do.
Okay. So, anyway, the only thing that can offend me is the gold manipulators. I mean, Butch, it's things just never cease to amaze me in the political world and of the finance world and money and everything else. You know, it truly is follow the money and you'll find the culprits, and the corruption is abound, and it just baffles me. And you know what it really comes down to is why we don't, I mean, yes, there is manipulation. There is the, you know, pledge protection team and everything else, you know, the Fed and everything else. Everything is working together. Everything is coordinated together. Everything is synchronized together here and around the world. But when you don't see any reaction to anything other than positive, it's, to me, it's like nobody believes anything that anybody is saying. I mean, there's no reality anywhere.
Yeah, one of our stories today is going to be covering some of that non-reality of an ABC report that was done. You go ahead.
Yeah. But yeah, anyway, I mean, gold was... Yeah.
I mean, it's just frustrating because there's so much happening that should be...
Did we lose him?
I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Well, now I can.
Okay. Anyway, we should be seeing things set up alarm bells all around the world, but yet it phases nothing. I just don't understand it. I mean, we're on the verge of war in the Middle East again, on it goes, and no one seems to pay attention to it. We have ships being torpedoed carrying oil. No one pays attention to it. Wow. Anyway, you go ahead.
Yeah, I know. It's. I mean, we truly have bitten the pill of illusion, and it's baffling. But yet, you know, behind the scenes, you know what's going on behind the scenes, and then it makes sense. But, you know, there's days you don't look behind the scenes, and nothing makes sense. But gold today was down $12, did make sense, $1,481.80. Silver was down 27 cents at $1,746. Platinum was down $9 at $888. Hey, there was a good day in palladium, I guess, because the stock markets roared today. It was up 22 at 1735. The USDX today was down 0.12 at 98.31. Crude oil was down 69 cents at 52.90. And the paper markets today, let me go ahead and get to that screen. And as I said, the Dow was up 237 points, 27,025. The NASDAQ was up 100 at 81.48. And the S&P was up 29 at 29.95. Let's see. 10-year yield, 1.77%. Japan was up almost 2%. Yeah, they were wiped out. They've had 55-plus deaths with a... I don't know, they don't call them hurricanes over there, typhoons. Yeah.
Typhoon.
Yeah. Yeah. And, it doesn't seem to bother anybody over there. And, hey, none of the agreements or the trade agreements, you know, nothing's been signed, nothing's been agreed upon, nothing's been. But it's just like, oh, well, they will be. Okay. What year? What decade is it going to be signed and so forth? It's just...
And Santa Claus is coming, too.
Yeah, how about that?
Right?
But we did the...
Yes.
Yeah, ho, ho, ho. You had earnings from J.P. Morgan, United Health. They're the ones that truly sent the Dow climbing more than 250 points today, a little over roughly 1% this afternoon. And so, again, it doesn't take a whole lot to move some of those, you know, when you get 30 stocks that, you know, can move something. Start of earnings season, sort of, you know, they call that allowing the investors to focus on fundamentals. Well, they don't have a clue what a fundamental is, but expectations for corporate profits have been very muted because of the slowing economic growth. The IMF, we talked about this yesterday and today, the IMF cut 2019 global forecast, calling the weakest pace since the financial crisis. This is the IMF. The big banks on the front lines of our economy reported mostly upbeat results for today. The bank results were better than feared, so that's what's driving the optimism. And, you know, the hottest sector today was healthcare. United Health spiked 8%. That led the S&P 500 higher. So, you know, you have one stock that basically pushes that higher. The nation's largest health insurer boosted its 2019 forecast. So you had some other health stocks, CVS and Anthem and Cigna. Of course, they were all lifted a little bit higher today. So that's what moved the markets today, Butch.
Well, I guess good for them. That's all I can say. Good for them. Because all the news coming in certainly is not good news. And I would think the signs that we're seeing, the real signs, would be enough to pretty much destroy any influence those headlines would have on anything. I don't care how good they're saying things look when the economy itself is suffering and people, and we're going to discuss farmers in a minute too, farmers are absolutely wiped out. I don't know how this, you know, everything looks cheery out there, I guess, and nobody's going to pay attention to the real numbers out here. So we'll discuss that in a little bit.
Well, you know, it's something else that, you know, all the trouble with Brexit, they have a deadline, October 31st. Now all of a sudden, hey, guess what? Hey, you know, we're close. We're closing in on a draft, on a Brexit deal. So there's optimism. And so I'm just thinking all the troubles that they've had. Now all of a sudden they're coming to a deal. Everything is so orchestrated, Butch, anymore. Everything is orchestrated months in advance, I believe. They know exactly release the information. They know exactly when to get the best optimum visual.
Well, they absolutely know. They know what to, I have to know what to do. I mean, the pound sterling went up in value today because of this, of the so-called negotiation that they're probably going to give us, and I think they said as early as tomorrow they'll have an idea, because they're going to introduce it to their chambers, I guess, to the legislatures on Wednesday. So, to delegations on Wednesday, so I was supposed tomorrow to come up with whatever the final deal is. It sure didn't take long for them to figure it out once it got together. I mean, you know, 2 weeks ago they were fighting over it and ready to almost go to war, and now they got an answer. These are really
smart
people.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? It is. It is.
Good old Boris Johnson. He's just really doing a great job, isn't he?
I don't know what to even say. I mean, it's just so astounding that they can have all this confusion and chaos, and then all of a sudden somebody rides forth on a white horse and brings out the answer, and tomorrow probably about before the delegation. So we'll see what happens. We'll know tomorrow evening if anything happened or not.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
I don't know how much power. I know she's just more of a figurehead, so I don't know. I mean, she's been kind of dragged in and so forth, and I guess, you know, she gave some sort of a speech and everything, so I don't know if that was, you know, part of the timing and everything, but who knows? It is amazing.
Well, you know, after being part of this economic union or this European Union now, what, about 30 years, I believe it's been, that they've been all been apart, if I think that's right. When they break away from it, it has to change some statistics and some circumstances somewhere. You just can't say, hey, everything back to what it was 35 years ago. It's not going to work that way because the other nations are still a part of it. I just wonder what, I mean, really, I'm curious to see if they have an answer. I'm anxious to see how it's going to work.
All right, I hear you.
We will find out.
What's next?
Okay, well, so much going on in Turkey and Syria. I think we should cover some of that because it really is important. By the way, it is biblical, folks. I'm not going to get into the Bible prophecy. I'm not a good prophecy teacher anyway, but this is totally biblical. In more ways, I could go in there for a little bit and tell you a lot of things about this, but we won't go into that. Trump sanctions fail to slow Turkey assault. Moscow allies advance. Turkey ignored new sanctions from the United States to press on with its assault on northern Syria on Tuesday, while the Russian-backed Syrian army entered one of the most hotly contested cities, filling a void crib Donald Trump's abrupt retreat. Smoke rises over the Syrian town of Rashalan, as seen from the Turkish border town of, and I can't say these towns' names, in Shanfar province, a week after reversing U.S. policy and moving troops out of the way to follow Turkey to attack Washington's allies in northern Syria, Trump announced a package of sanctions to punish Turkey. But financial markets shrugged off the announcement, and Trump's critics said the moves were too feeble to have an impact. The Turkish lira actually went up, with traders noting Trump has spared Turkish banks from punishment. Trump's unexpected decision to withhold protection from Syrian Kurds after a phone call with Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan a week ago swiftly upended 5 years of U.S. policy in the Middle East, giving a free hand to Washington's adversaries in the world's deadliest ongoing war. Now, I am totally, absolutely, 100% against the U.S. meddling in foreign wars, in foreign affairs. We should not be doing that. But, on the other hand, Melody, we did stand with them, and some semblance of peace was there as long as the U.S. was there on the border with them. Trump withdrew, and all hell's broken loose on the Kurds and on the Syrian border. Now, I don't know which side is which. I couldn't tell the good guys and bad guys. I don't think about they really can, unless they're involved directly in the war. But it bothers me they'll be turning back on an ally, just walked away from him, and let this happen. It bothers me. And again, I'm not in favor of getting entangled in the first place. Melody, if we were there and promised help and we back away from them, what kind of respect or what kind of thoughts do you think these people have about America now?
Well, you know, it's, you know, we go into these countries, we have these, you know, try to do these regime changes, and what people really forget is people think that everyone over there is just like everyone over here. And and Trump did say it is tribal. But the people over here, the people that are, you know, supporting everything, and it's they don't understand what's going, you know, and you know, I'm certainly not a foreign expert, foreign policy expert by any means, but I agree with you, yes, but there's a lot of other places our troops need to come home.
I agree. I totally agree.
That
are much more stable than Turkey and Syria.
Yes. And, you know, if you look at the players, you know, I just ask questions. If you look at the players in this Syria, I mean, why are they making this such a hot spot right now all of a sudden? I mean, why all of a sudden pull the troops out after how long and so forth?
5 years,
What was the reason for it?
Exactly. That's my question. Does Trump have a plan to do more good in a near run? Or why do you pull them out? I don't understand that. And again, you don't pull troops out, pull them out places where there's a more stable situation going on.
Right. And then, but the thing of it is, you have Israel. They didn't like that. So why would we go against Israel after we know the relationship that this administration has with Israel? Why would you go against them, what they wanted? All of a sudden to benefit Russia and Iran. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
Sure,
it
we
does
can pull
not.
Our troops out, but why, you know, when you're putting so many sanctions on Iran, and Russia. Why would you do something to benefit them?
Well, the Pentagon confirms that MAMG handed over to Russia as U.S. forces film departing. A stunning development in the key northern Syria city of MAMG, the Pentagon has confirmed a planned handover to Russian military forces is underway amid a Turkish military assault on the region. This also hours after President Trump tweeted that Assad wants naturally to protect the Kurds, that the problem should be left to local powers. Yeah, duh, should have been left in the first place. But anyway, last Monday, the main U.S. base in MAMG was filmed empty of U.S. forces. American convoys were spotted hastily pulling out of the city as Syria's forces, national forces, entered following Sunday's historic deal between the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces and the Assad government. The U.S. military has begun a hasty exit from Syria, northern city of Manji, but says set up to help Russia establish herself there. Now, why did we pull out, and Russia is on Syria's side apparently too, so they step in our gap, but the fighting's still going on. Has Russia countered this attack? They said they're flying jets over different places along the border, but as far as I know, they haven't attacked anything. I don't understand what the point of this is.
Yeah, but no one, you know, we're withdrawing troops there, but no one talks about the troops that we're sending over to the Saudis to help
That's
them.
That's true. There's something more to this than just withdrawing troops. I don't know what it is. But I don't like the idea of leaving the people hang out to dry that we're fighting with this, although the first place shouldn't have been in the first place, but now that we are, I don't like pulling out letting people
Heck, we're the ones that, you know, we were in there... I mean, we're the ones that created ISIS.
We were. We're the ones that armed ISIS.
Yes.
Yes. Certainly were.
I'm with you. Let them battle it out. But on the other hand, you know, how can you... I don't think it's right. And I mean, if there was 80,000 troops there and you're bringing home, you know, 20,000, you know, or... You know, if you have 80,000 and you're bringing home 60,000 or 70,000, and I mean, that's significant, but there weren't that many there. They were only doing training. And then to threaten a country to destroy your economy, that's a threat of war.
Yes, it is. It certainly is. A lot of things here I don't understand, and I don't claim to even come close to understanding them. But after the break, we'll discuss the fact that Erdogan, the president of Turkey, has 50 of our nukes that he's holding hostage from us. So we'll discuss that too, because this just doesn't end with Turkey going in Syria. Turkey was once an ally of ours, and we have put tactical nukes in their country. We'll discuss that.
And we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. We're heading into a break. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. We'll be right back.
We will find you at on your best behavior. Turn your back on Mother Nature. Everybody wants to rule the world.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk CommonSenseTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Please make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for our weekly newsletter and blog. And you can listen to these radio programs live every day at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, but you got to go to the website, dgscoins.com. DGScoins.com. And heading into the break, we were talking about Turkey, the president, Erdogan, and you wanted to continue on that story and add some more information. So
I do. You know, I made a suggestion during the break, folks, that we had to play the breaks, and I know you'd enjoy those. You heard me and Todd and Mel are going to each other. You'd enjoy those more than the program, maybe. I don't know. But anyway... We do laugh. We do have a good time. But anyway, Erdogan holding 50 U.S. tactical nukes hostage as Trump authorizes sanctions. Now, we'll see. Amid all the media and pundit outrage since Turkey's President Erdogan launched his so-called Operation Peace Spring into northeast Syria last week, vowing to wipe out Syrian Kurdish forces who've long held the border areas, what's been largely missing is acknowledgement of the uncomfortable fact that NATO ally Turkey has long hosted a major portion of America's nuclear Cold War era arsenal stored across Europe. Now, folks, that's a big thing. They have 50 nukes at their disposal there if they want to use them. And I get a kick out, too. They call it Operation Peace Spring. They go in and start bombing and killing people. It's Operation Peace Spring. But anyway, we'll move on. And as Erdogan threatens to open the doors and send 3.6 million migrants to Europe while under increased international criticism for the rapidly rising civilian death toll in Syria, the New York Times reports the following bombshell Monday. Some 50 U.S. tactical nukes are now essentially Erdogan's hostages. The Times cites growing alarm by the top state energy department officials over what the publication likens as a disastrous and confusing break from U.S. policy in northern Syria, given not only further expected destabilization in the region, but worsening an unpredictable tide with Erdogan's Turkey, given Trump and now preparing to sign into effect severe sanctions with the aim of attempting to limit his military incursion. And over the weekend, State Department officials were quietly reviewing plans for evacuating roughly 50 tactical nuke weapons that the United States had long stored under American control at Erkalik Air Base in Turkey, about 250 miles from the Syrian border, according to two American officials. So that can be a biggie. We just made Turkey a nuclear nation. They now have nukes, Melody, and we supply them for them, whether intentionally or not. We give them the nukes, and if Turkey doesn't want to give them back, we don't have a lot of recourse, do we?
No, we don't. But you know what? Again, this is like the MO. Things get ratcheted up, and then all of a sudden, something happy happens, and everybody's, you know, don't worry, be happy. And you know, I think there's a $100 billion trade deal being negotiated on. And you know, when we mentioned that President Trump says that he vowed to swiftly destroy the Turkish economy. And there was discussions that the administration said that they would boost the tariffs on the Turkish steel to 50%. But we don't buy much from them. So I don't know what kind of an impact that would really have with them. However, the big move would be the trade deal with Turkey. So is that what this is all about, really? The trade deal? $100 billion? Is that big enough to do and to have this all come about as... I don't know.
I don't know
but
either.
Before we pulled the troops out, President Trump was talking to Erdogan. So, I mean, we're not privy to all the details, of course. And so this is just information that, you know, we gleam off, you know, the reports that we get and so forth. But there is so much more behind these stories, Butch. And when you see the little headlines and you read about the trade deals, how much of an impact does that have? I mean, for something like this that... And it, you know what, Butch? It's going to be something so little and so stupid that perhaps a little move in order to work on the trade deal, all of a sudden it explodes into something that's no longer containable. And, you know, that's those black swans that happen.
Well, there, you know, there's some curious things that in my mind, too, that Israel's been all been pretty quiet on this. I mean, they haven't said much at all. And Trump's son-in-law is a Zionist, and Trump now moved the embassy, U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. Israel's been definitely uncharacteristically quiet on this. There's something there not quite right, too, not kosher. Something, and I don't mean that's a joke, seriously, but there's something on this not right that Israel would be so silent on something that affects them so directly. So this, I don't know. This, I think, is a plot afoot here between Trump and Israel I don't know, maybe Syria. I have no idea. But there's something going on here. No doubt about it. More than we can see on the news.
I think so, too. And the only thing that I read about Israel was saying we didn't like that decision.
Yeah.
That was it.
If Israel didn't like the decision, they'd be raising all kinds of heck. You know that.
Yeah.
They would. Yep. And they have the clout in this country to do that. They have it in the Capitol. They have it in the Congress. They have the clout to do that.
The only thing I heard about Israel was Lindsey Williams or Lindsey Graham, not Lindsey Williams, Lindsey Graham. You know, he's the one that said, "Well, this isn't good for Israel." Okay, so you're right. You know what really is going on?
It is amazing.
It's not what we're being told.
It is not. It simply is not. More to it than that. I like to think that Trump has an ace up his sleeve that he's going to play that could maybe bring some peace to the region. I would like to think that. And again, we shouldn't have been in the first place. If we hadn't been over there in the first place, we wouldn't be in this mess. We wouldn't be in a lot of messes if we didn't stick our nose in other people's businesses. But that's what the empire does. And all empires eventually stretch themselves too thin to cover themselves, and they collapse from the inside out. And we'll discuss that more in a little bit, too. It's heading that way. Economically, America is so far in debt that you can never get out of it. It's impossible. The only answer is to go further in debt. Run up more debt to pay the debt, to not pay the debt. Keep going further in debt with fake money and fake trade deals. Just enough to keep the people appeased. And enough money in people's pockets they can watch a football game and buy a hot dog, and the masses won't say much. But it is going down, Melody. It really is going down. It truly is every day. As a matter of fact, I love to watch shows on History Channel about this nation's early founding. And some of the big names who really made this country blossom during the Industrial Age was, of course, Ford, Chevrolet, Chrysler, you know, and I think Milam, the one that started the GM company, and Ford. Now, I want you to listen to this. This is amazing. Ford started doing some things and made some extra money. He doubled his workers' salaries from $2.50 a day to $5 a day. This is early 1920s. The equivalent of that $5 a day in salary is $300 today. Let that sink in a minute. That is on History Channel. To be equivalent today, the $5 in 1919, whatever it was, is $300. How many people do you know that work 8 hours and make $300 a day?
You.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's just called the work for you. But anyway, But seriously, I mean, that's true. How far our economy has shrunk value-wise for the dollar. So every time we hear somebody say, well, the dollar is stronger. No, the dollar's not stronger. It's losing ground every day.
Yes.
Strong compared to other currencies, perhaps. But the dollar is losing ground every day.
The purchasing power, the buying power loses every day. Yes.
That's the point. But back to the issue on the Turkey, and this is unbelievable. This, they were caught doing this. ABC attempts to pass off gun range footage as combat footage from Syria to blame Trump. Now, folks, I'm not making this up. For atrocities as a result from him pulling out U.S. troops. ABC, let's see, and it says, yes, really, this really happened. The ABC News anchor presenting the footage comments that it shows the situation rapidly spiraling out of control in northern Syria after Trump ordered U.S. forces to leave. The anchors accused Trump of effectively abandoning America's allies in the fight against ISIS before discussing the video. This video right here appears to show Turkey military bombing Kurd of civilians in a Syrian border town, he states, before mentioning horrific reports of atrocities committed by Turkish-backed fighters. The Syrian accompanying footage reads a slaughter in Syria. However, the video is from a 2017 gun range show that entitled Knob Creek Night Shoot 2017. The footage clearly shows an audience watching the show and is obviously not combat footage from Syria. ABC responded by making their original erroneous report featuring the footage private on YouTube. They literally passed off an old video of a gun range show as combat footage to blame Trump for atrocities. Will anyone face any consequences for this disgraceful example of fake news? No. People watch ABC tonight and swear they're telling the truth. But they actually used, and I've been Knob Creek. I know what that's talking about. They actually showed footage from a machine gun shoot, and they shot, you can buy little canisters of explosives, you know, you can shoot with the gun and go boom, and throws up a little bit of fire, you know, makes a little noise. They were shooting explosives with machine guns, watch them make a boom, 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 and they passed it off as footage from Syria. Now, how pathetic is that?
Really is. It truly is. And there was no mistake.
No, there wasn't a mistake. No, there wasn't.
There was no mistake. Yeah, it's... But you're right. How many people... And it's just, and this is just a prime example they were called out on. Look at all the other things that we talk about this program. We call them out on. You never hear it anywhere else.
No, you don't.
Oh.
No, you don't.
And everybody believes the other that we call out, and we get called, you know, we get called or, you know, raked on the carpet because, you know, we see things differently, or at least think about it.
Well, how can we? That's not seeing things differently. That's seeing things really the way they really are.
Really are. Yeah.
You know, if people can't see that and see what it is, and they think we're the screwed up ones, they better have their brains checked.
Yeah.
Okay. But. Wow. I mean, that story just makes me angry that the masses believe these lies. You can't trust, I would say, a quarter of what you see on TV, if that much. You know, it's like feeding a rat poison to kill it. Do you know that rat poison is only 0.005% poison? The rest of it's good food. But 0.005% of rat poison is all it takes to kill the rat. He thinks it's good food. We're getting fed a whole lot more poison than that through the news media, and we think it's good food.
Yep.
Okay. Can we move on?
Yes.
Okay. This is so sad. Historic Midwest blizzard has farmers seeing massive crop losses as devastating as we've ever seen. Now, this is so sad, man. They've been hammered all spring. They've been hammered all summer. An unprecedented October blizzard that hit just before harvest time has absolutely devastated farms all across U.S. heartland. Now, folks, I want you to watch your food prices over the next few months. I'm sure we'll get through the end of the year and not too much will change because we have some reserves. But watch going into the first of the year and into next spring when the harvest isn't there to put in the coffers for next year. One state lawmaker in North Dakota is saying that the crop losses will be as devastating as we've ever seen. This is the exact scenario that I've been warning about for months, and now it has materialized. Due to endless rain and horrific flooding early in the year, many farmers in the middle of the country face very serious delays in getting their crops planted. So they really needed good weather at the end of the season so that the crops could mature and be harvested in time, and that did not happen. Instead, the historic blizzard, now folks, the historic blizzard, mind you, I mean, we've had this all kinds. We had record highs here in West Virginia, up and down the East Coast. They had record cold in the Northwest and in the middle, in the Midwest now, a historic blizzard. These are not accidents, believe me, but I won't get into that. Instead, the historic blizzard that we just witnessed dumped up 2 feet of snow from Colorado to Minnesota. In fact, one city in North Dakota actually got 30 inches of snow. In the end, this is going to go down as one of the worst crop disasters that the Midwest has ever seen, and ultimately, this crisis is going to affect all of us, and that is absolutely an understatement. I don't know about you, Melody, but I don't like to shop. Marcia shops, and she's good at it. But I look some of the prices in the store, and I put it back. I'm not going to pay that for it. You say, well, Marcia, well, you like it. Yeah, I do like it. But not enough to pay that kind of money for it. And I know that if I were shopping, we'd have a pretty skimpy diet. But it makes me angry to pay that kind of money for food. I mean, it makes me angry to pay that kind of money and knowing that it's not the grocer's fault. They're making, it's not their fault. But it definitely is the fault of the people that are messing with the weather and causing these disasters to happen, and food conglomerates that control the market anyway. So I saw a comment happen on that, but it just breaks my heart to see farmers doing that. Farmers already are struggling, big time struggling, to the point of even committing suicide. And now this happens. It's going to hurt, Melody. It's going to hurt. And you'll see it, I'll see it, everybody's going to see this in the very near future. So if you're struggling now to pay your bills and buy groceries, you can count on the next few months making it tougher on you. And I know older people, I can name names right now, who either have to decide between food and medicine. They try to balance that out between food and medicine. They do. One older couple was eating Alpo dog food. They didn't tell the family about it. That's what they got. But the point of it is, Melody, if they're struggling now to make the choice between medicine and food, and the food prices go up 20% or more, it's not going to get any easier on them, is it?
No, it isn't. And, you know, and then they don't have a choice.
No, they don't.
They don't have
we
a choice.
We don't have a choice. We don't have a choice.
And
by the grace of God.
We think we
only
do.
By the grace of God. Yeah. Oh, we think we do, yeah. But where are we going to go?
Yep. Exactly.
I mean, we can't go to Mexico buy the food. Or where are you going to go? And we're blessed. I am blessed. I really have been blessed a lot because I listen to wise people and wise counsel. I've said that in this program at least a dozen times. If I hadn't listened to Bob Chapman and folks like you, I would have been in debt, and I still been working every day trying to pay off the house. Thank God I listened to wise counsel. So I've been blessed to listen to wise counsel. And folks, Melody Seastrom is doing her darndest to get you to do something about this. We're calling her at 800-375-4188. Break time again.
We'll be right back.
Just one more time. Oh, won't you tell me again?
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch. And Butch, you're just on a roll today, so I'm just going to let you go.
Well, I just am amazed, like I said, that the people are not taking it more seriously. That, and I know their finances are tight. Believe me, I know that money is tight. I know that they can't afford to buy huge amounts of gold and silver for any reason. They don't have the money. But they don't have to buy huge amounts. Do what I did. Buy two or three silver dollars or 20 of them when you can. Don't put money in the bank. For goodness sake, get money out of the savings account. You leave someone there for some fast bucks if you need it, but do not put your trust in the bank or in 401ks, because every day you put money in the bank, you're losing money the next day. The dollar is dropping in value every day. In gold and silver, it may fluctuate, but it never goes to nothing. If the dollar drops to nothing, gold and silver will be going absolutely through the roof. And I do look, Melody, sometime, I think before the end of next year, I'm not a prophet, I'm just saying this. If everything goes like I think it's going to go next year, with a lot more economic problems for a lot of different reasons, political, of course, you can see gold go to $3,000 to $4,000 an ounce. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. It should be there now. No doubt about it, it should be there now. And I quoted this guy, it's probably 3 years now since the head of this Chicago Mercantile Exchange, Duffy, Mr. Duffy, at that time, said that gold should be trading at $5,000 or $6,000, based on what's happening geopolitical and, you know, here and around the world. I mean, it's just there's absolutely no reason. So everybody knows it's going there, but when, you know, but just think of what happens when that stock market crashes. I had an email from someone today. He says, "I'm still not convinced I should be buying precious metals." He says, "If there is a reset, is it really going to affect the 401ks and savings?" And I'm thinking to myself, like, if you believe that there's going to be a reset, how could it not affect those? And drastically, ladies and gentlemen, it's all debt. You have a reset, whatever that reset's going to be. You can call it a reset, you can call it a default, you can call it whatever you want. But the point of the matter is, you know, they're either going to revalue the treasuries. I mean, even President Trump said that during the campaign. He's even mentioned it as president. That's defaulting on the debt. So who do you think's going to buy the debt after you've defaulted on it?
And Trump said himself, heard him say that he wanted all the currencies of the world to be the same, of equal value. He said that.
Yes. And how's that going to happen?
I don't know. Good question.
You know, the only way you can do that is, by my view, for the past 15, 20 years, is they would have a basket of currencies backed by gold. Not 100%. The gold would float in there with the currencies. That's the only way you're going to have a stable currency, or a one world currency.
Well, time will tell, and all I can do is, as you're doing, I'm just trying to tell people, folks, make a move. Don't do a lot if you can't afford it. Just do a little bit at a time. If you have 6 months or a year left and we're out of time to do anything, 6 months is a little bit better than nothing, and it could be a lot to you in the long run. I'm just trying to tell you, that's what saved me. I'm 71 years old now. I don't want to have to work a full-time job until I die. I don't feel like working a full-time job until I die. I like staying busy, but I like doing things I want to do. So if you want to be in a condition where you feel like you can work till you pass out at whatever age, that's fine. You go for it. If you want to plan for the future where you can at least have some stability, a place to sleep, and food on the table, you better make some changes. That's all I can say. We'll move on now.
And we're going to wake up. I just want to say, we're going to wake up one day to a whole brand new, different world.
We are.
What we're experiencing now is the turmoil prior to that date. And nobody knows that date. You know, I had another, someone sent me emails today about, you know, someone out there saying that the gold price is going to be dropping and so forth. Anybody who predicts, that's their job. I mean, that's how they make their money. All these people who make all these dated predictions and so forth, like gold is going to drop to $800, $900 and so forth, they're just trying to talk you out of your gold so you can buy their investment.
Very true.
That's all. If someone is trying to get you to trade or sell something that you already have, it's not for your benefit. It's their benefit. And they're very powerful in their messaging.
They're good at it.
That's one thing Mr. Trump is. He's very powerful in his messaging. You know, and I mean, it's to move the masses. I mean, that's an incredible feat. And so be careful out there what these people do and say. Predictions, you know, what we're experiencing now is the I don't know what you want to call it, the clouds before the storm. And when it happens, it's good. Yeah, the quiet before the storm. But look at the chaos. Yes. I hardly call it quiet. But that just goes to show you how bad the storm is going to be. So,
well,
what's next?
Illinois is hurt for money. Yeah, of course, we already know that. Illinois is bankrupt. Illinois' credit is nothing. But they've come up with something. They started back in 2008 that's made about $1 billion. Illinois' red light cameras have collected more than $1 billion from drivers since 2008. Illinois' local governments generated more than $1 billion in red light camera revenue from 2008 to 2018, according to new analysis by Illinois Policy Institute. Each red light ticket camera in Illinois costs drivers up to $100, depending on the municipality. Chicago has long been a poster child for red light cameras abuse. The city is home to the nation's highest count of red light cameras. A former high-ranking transportation official serving jail time for taking bribes from red light camera companies and pricey settlements for drivers who a judge ruled did not receive proper notifications in the ticketing process. But the first ever comprehensive look at red light cameras revenue across Illinois shows Chicago is far from alone. In fact, when taken together, smaller local governments outside the city have installed almost as many red light cameras as Chicago and collect near as much revenue. Further, federal investigations are now raising questions of whether to pay-to-play politics played a part in their proliferation. Of course it did. The proliferation is because they're making money out of people. The governments make money. The politicians make money. The camera company makes money. This is about money. It's all about money. Taxes about money. It's all about money. And governments produce nothing. They are bloodsuckers on a healthy body, and they will bleed it dry if they can, and they're doing it. And Illinois is one of the worst. Any comments, Melody?
Nope. Couldn't have said any better than you.
That makes me angry. It does.
Should. Should make a lot of people angry.
And who knows what the violations were? I mean, did somebody run a red light? Did somebody edge too far on a red light? What is this? I mean, Big Brother watches you all day long, all the time. You go out on your cell phone, you're being tracked. Even your home phone, landline is traceable and can be listened to. You get on a computer and punch in a key, they know what you're doing all the time. There's no privacy, folks. That's why I like to deal in cash and gold and silver, because cash is not traceable yet, but it's coming. That's why Australia's got a new logo. Cash is for criminals. Yeah, it's coming. That you mark my words. Retail investors are acting as if a financial crisis is just around the corner. While insiders quietly dumped stocks, selling an estimated $226 billion of their own stock in 2019, the fastest pace ever since the year 2000, when executives sold $37 billion of stock amid the giddy heights of the dot-com bubble. Retail investors are acting as if a financial crisis is just around the corner. A recent report by Bank of America found that retail investors haven't been this bearish since the collapse of Lehman. The bank looked at money market fund flows, which attracted near record $322 billion in the past 6 months, the largest since the second half of 2008. There's that year again, folks. The magical year, 2008. It keeps coming up. When the global financial crisis was unleashed, as BOFA explains, this means that instead of putting their money to work, investors are doing the opposite and raising cash at a furious pace, expecting a market crash. Just like it was, he said, in 2007, 2008, in my opinion, it's going to be a whole lot worse than 2007, 2008. But these years keep coming up, Melody. The signs are the same thing we saw in 2007, 2008, yet the market not paying attention to it. The market showed 27,000. Not paying attention to the signs. Retailers, investors are buying back their stocks and they're hoarding cash. Should not be a sign that something's coming down.
You would think. But then again, when you have a Dow 27,000, nobody's going to pay any attention. You know, people who do have retirement accounts and, you know, their IRAs, their 401s, hey, they're doing great. They're looking good on paper. So, you know, they believe this. It's easier for them to believe that everything is good is strong. And that's part of the problem.
It is. It is. We've had a little bit of trouble with the PayPal account the last couple of weeks, and I was thinking about this morning. They say we have a certain amount in the PayPal account, and that's what this says in the bank. I'm not saying it isn't there, but it really isn't there. You follow what I'm saying? It's
you
a
don't
digit.
Know. Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I don't know this there. They say it's there, and I could probably go in and get the money. I'm not saying I couldn't, but all they have to say it's there is a number on the screen. I knew a friend who sold some timber off his property.
But my question is, where is there?
Yeah, exactly. That's a good point. Had a friend sold some property or some timber off his property some years ago. The bank could not cash the check. They had to order the money in. Mm-hmm. Had to order in money, folks. I think it's like $30,000. They didn't have enough money in the bank to cover it. So if you have $30,000 in account, the bank says you do, but it's not in the bank. You go try to get it, you're going to find it's not there. They got to order money in. We're being played for saps and suckers, and we love to have it that way, don't we?
We do.
Anyway, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Global air freight decline now worse, here we go again, since 2008 financial crisis. This keeps coming up and up and up. Folks, this is a sign of cancer, and it keeps coming up. Global exports continue to collapse, and the Global Purchasing Managers Index, PMI, remains under 50, stuck in a contraction territory. All these ominous signals indicate a global trade recession could be imminent in 2020. New data from the International Air Transport Association shows global air freight volumes measured in freight ton kilometers plunged 3.9% in August year to year. This was the 10th consecutive month of contraction and the most extended decline since 2008 financial crisis. Another sign of the same situation that happened 11 years ago. And no one is paying attention.
But the Dow is 27,000, Butch.
It is. I know it is. And gold's only 14-something, so come on now.
Yeah, come on.
Now, of course, no one stops to think that 3 months ago, gold was only 12-something. And it's not going back down there again, I do not believe. But if it does go down
it's
that low
relative.
Again, Melody, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to buy some.
Mm-hmm.
I like to buy
them
down.
You know, the email that I had was from a customer, and he listened to one of these guys who told him to sell his gold, and he regrets it now because he lost hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars by listening to that bad advice. And the thing of it is, ladies and gentlemen, everything is all relative. We really don't know what the future holds for us. We take all the bits of information, we put it together, we connect the dots. But as far as, and the beauty of gold, everybody pays so much attention to the price instead of what it really does.
Yes.
And the thing is, if gold stayed people are going to say, Melody, you're crazy. But if gold's price was $1,500 and it didn't move, but that stock market crashed, what would you be rather, what would you rather hold? Gold at $1,500 or paper stocks that have been valued to zero? Gold can't go to zero. It will always be a price and will always be recognized as money. It'll be recognized as wealth. Wealth cannot be measured against paper. Wealth cannot be debt. It has to be measured against something. It can't be measured against nothing. So for people who say gold is not relevant in today's world, they're wrong. And those who believe that, that think gold is not relevant in this world, they're fools. Complete fools.
They're even denying the Bible. That's a fact. One more quick article. Central bank issues stunning warning if the entire system collapses. An article published by the Netherlandse Bank, DNB, I can't even say the word, Dutch Central Bank has shocked many with the claim that if the system collapses, the gold stock can serve as a basis to build up it up again. Gold bolsters confidence in the stability of the central bank's balance sheet and creates a sense of security. So the Dutch Central Bank is saying if their money collapses, we got gold in the bank, we'll back up with the gold. While gloomy predictions of the monetary reset are hardly new, they have traditionally been regulated, and we're out of time. So folks, even central banks are saying, buy gold.
800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. We'll be back tomorrow. Wendy Wilson, Dave Allen. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.